We're in Simin Kuf Samach Beis in Hilchos Netilos Yedayim, and we'll be doing Sif Dalad. We run into this Yesod over and over, that when you wash your hands, the Mayim Rishonim that you use, unless you actually poured a Revius at once, the Mayim Rishonim become Tameh from your hands, and there's a need for Mayim Shniim to be Metaher them. The Mayim Shniim, as a rule, can only be Metaher Mayim Rishonim that became Tameh from the very hand that we're dealing with. So that, if you're dealing with a Mayim Rishonim that came off another hand, your Mayim Shniim will not be able to be Metaher them. So let's see the Mechaber. Shafach Mayim al Yodo Achas. You spilled water on one hand, the Shivshif Rabachavarta, and then you went and rubbed it against the other one that you didn't wash. Lo also lo netila. Your netila is not good. Why is that? Because you had Tameh water from the first hand that went on to the second hand, as well as the second hand was Metameh the water on the first hand. The Mayim Shniim will not be able to be Metar your first hand because they now have water that in addition to their own Tumah also have Tameh from the second hand. Also have Tumah from the second hand. Afilu Shafach Bachron al Shtei Yodav. Even if you later pour Mayim Shniim on both hands. Lufi Shamayim Sheshafach al Yodo Achaz Nitmu'u Ukshashif Shefa Nitmeis Havrta. Because the water of the first hand became Tameh on the first hand, and when you put them on the second hand, it was water that became Tameh from the first hand. Ve'ein mayim shniim metarim elo ha-mayim shenitmu machmas hayad atzma, ve'lo ha-boyim machmas hayad ha-acheres. Mayim shniim could only be metar water that became Tameh on the hand that you're being metarit on now, not water that became Tameh from a different hand. Hilkach. Hashofech mehakeli al yodo achas v'shivshev b'chavrta. If one accidentally did this, tzorech lenagev yodov. The only way of getting that water to be tohor, all the waters of the world will not be metarit. You have to dry it first. V'lachser v'litlem karoi. And then you have to wash them the way you're supposed to, properly, that is washing each hand. Lefikach hanotol yodov tzorech shiyishbech lo acher aleihem. Therefore, the ideal way to wash Netilas Yadayim is that someone else pours water over you. This way, you don't have to worry about touching another hand because you're doing one Netila on both of your hands. V'im ein lo acher yechos akli b'roshe etzbo'osav. If there's no one else, then hold up the keli with your fingertips. V'yishboch al shtei adav ka'achas. And then turn over the cup on both your hands. O yishboch al kalachas revias. Or pour a complete revias on each hand. And then you can rub your hands. Because when you use a complete revius, the water doesn't become tameh, and you don't need mayim shniim. Also revius bevasachas kemotvila shein tzorach shtiva beis pamim. A revius at once gets the same halacha as tvila. The water never becomes tameh. Now we go further. In noga behem acher. What happens if you washed your hands and someone else touched them? Shelo notol yodov. He didn't wash his hands yet. His hands are tameh. Ba'odam lachos min hamayim. While your hands are still wet from washing. You washed netilas yadayim and someone touches you with their tameh hands. So the halach is tzorech lenagveim. Mayim shniim will not work because they became tameh from someone else's hands. So mayim shniim won't work. You need niguv. Lenagveim v'lachser v'litl sharei zeh tamam al yedei ha-mayim shaleihem. So the other person was metameh them. Now, in a case where you were metameh and you did netilah from a revius, and then another person comes and touches you, what's the halacha there? What's the shaila? The shaila is once you've already completely been metar your hands, the whole thing's over. You use the revius and you don't need mayim shaleihem. You were Makai in the mitzvahs Netila. Can someone else still be Metameh you? The question here is, until your hands are dry, is the Netila process over? So as far as Lamaisa, the Mishnah Berurah says, wash again, and if you already made a bracha, don't make a second bracha. But there's really a suffix. It could be that after you wash your hands and they're completely tohar, no one can be Metameh them again. It's only between the Mayim Rishonim and Shniim if someone else touches your hands. That's where you have a problem because the water on you is Tameh and now he's Metameh them further. Lachain Sarach Lizar Kishashofach Mayim when you pour water shlishis, the third time, remember the Mechaber has you wash three times. The first time is to get rid of the dirt. Shehem shniim, that they are the second waters, lavad meharishonim, aside from the ones that were there to clean your hands. Shlo yiga yad b'chaverta. After mayim rishonim, you should make sure that your two hands don't touch. Ad sheyishpoch gam al zeh hashniya, gam zeh al hashniya, o sheyishpoch mitchil hashniyim ke'echad. V'imnotol kol yad merviyis ein tzarech l'chol zeh. Whereas if you washed each hand from Erevius, there's no problem if they touch each other, because neither one will be metame the other one. Now, what happens, let's go through what happens when you wash your hand the way we do. You take the cup, you fill it up, you take the cup in your right hand, you fill it up, you pass it to your left hand, and then you pour onto your right hand. So far, so good. Now, what are you going to do? You're going to then take the keli and put it into your right hand so you can wash your left hand. Right? So you now pour it onto your right hand in order to wash your left hand. You then take it and put it in your left hand to wash your right hand, and then take it in your right hand to wash your left hand. That would have been the normal way of washing. The problem is that in between, what happened is that you took a wet hand. Say, after you washed one hand, your hand is wet now, you use that hand in order to wash the other one. So now the handle of the keli has your water on it. You then pick it up with your other hand. Why aren't you being metame the water over there, and the water is being metame your hand, in which case you can no longer be metare that hand with water, it would need niguf. Therefore, the Mishnah Berurah says that what you have to do is wash twice consecutively each hand, so that you're not going to let go of it and make the get the handle wet. So you pick it up with your right hand, fill it up, give it to your left hand, wash the right hand twice, then give it to your right hand and wash twice, in which case you never held the keli with your wet hands. That's the simplest thing. Another thing is, the way they make them today is that they have two separate handles, so that you'll never touch your right, that you'll never have your right hand touching anything that your left hand got wet. That's another simple thing. Now, how about just taking a keli that has water on it? It's not dry, it's wet. And you pick it up in order to start washing. Are you being metame the keli with your hand that is tame by touching a wet keli? The Shar HaTzion brings a Pisrei Tshuva who says that it's a problem. The Mishnah Berurah argues. He says that if you have water on there and now you're touching it, you're not touching it in the process of Netilas Yadayim yet. It's got to be that you had water that got there in the process of Netilas Yadayim, that you're being metame in Netilas Yadayim. That's a problem. But otherwise, it's like sticking your hand into a barrel of water. So he says that there is no need to dry the Netilas Yadayim cup before you start using it, out of fear that your tame hand is going to be metame it. Because whatever water is there is not main netila, and you're not doing it derech netila, therefore it's as if you stick your hand into a barrel where it's not metame the water. So halacha lamaisa then, according to the Mishnah Berurah, is that you should wash, again pick up the cup with your right hand, fill it up, give it to your left hand, wash the right hand twice, then pass it to the right hand and wash your left hand twice, And that's it. In terms of drying the cup before you started, lefi the Mishnah Berurah, that is unnecessary.